Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Describe the ruckus, sir.
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the Fan, and the party people on the party channel. YouTube.com/1080AM, the Fan. Sup, party people? Go get it. Last night, we saw the second absolute dud of a performance offensively from the Minnesota Timberwolves in as many games for them, but they won the last game.
Yeah.
But remember, this is the second sub 90 point game for the Minnesota Timberwolves this season.
So
they lost 99-88 at home to the Warriors.
The Warriors score 99, so they score under 100, and they shoot under 40%.
This game was bananas.
So I was like, I want to see how many playoff games since 1990 teams have won, scoring under 100 and shooting under 40%, which is what the Warriors did. Those teams since 1990 have won 177 playoff games.
Okay? All right. 177.
They have lost 849.
Oh my gosh. That would be 21%.
Well, no, because it's 1,026. It's 177 plus 849.
Oh my gosh.
So it's 17.2%.
17.2.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That's
so
not good at all.
Basically, they don't win. Hold the team under 100 and you hold them under 40%. Oh, and by the way, Steph Curry doesn't play basically in the second half. Ant Edwards was 0 for 8. They started off, what, 0 of 13 from 3? Or did they get to 0 of 14?
I thought they may have even pushed it to 15. I thought it may have been 0 of 15.
They finished 5 of 29 from 3. Like I said, Ant Edwards was 0 of 8 to start the game, and he had no interest in playing basketball. Honestly, it was one of the ugliest games I've ever seen, but I was locked into it because everybody was so bad except for Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Draymond Green hitting 4 threes
in the first half. They were 0 of 15.
0 of 15? Okay.
They got to 0 of 15.
Unbelievable. And they were getting, like, there's this whole hand-wringing thing that's going on between the Knicks media and Celtics media. We talked about this yesterday, about how many open threes the Celtics did or didn't get. And the Knicks media is out there like, oh, the Celtics weren't shooting open threes. The Celtics media is like, oh, we just missed open threes. The Timberwolves last night had open threes. My God, did they have open threes. And they just bricked them left, right, and center.
Well, this goes back to Game 7 against the Lakers as well. Yeah. Or Game 7. Game 5. against the Lakers as well, where they didn't shoot well either.
They hit four threes.
Well, they hit against the Lakers?
Yeah, didn't they hit four?
It is seven.
It oh, seven, here. Okay.
But they shot 14% because they were 7 of 47.
Yeah. So okay. 7 of 47 and then 5 of 29.
Which...
Or excuse me, 5 of... Yeah, excuse me, 5 of 29.
I want you to imagine during this... I'm going to play a clip here.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle are up at the podium. Anthony Edwards, as this stat is unfurled for him, his eyes start popping out and then his jaw just drops. And his mouth stays open as the reporter keeps on speaking.
We've got the numbers that you guys going 12 for 76 over the last two games is the worst three-point shooting in the history of the NBA playoffs. And for a team that was fourth in three-point percentage and fifth, I think, oh, three-pointers numbers, made.
I mean, it's comically bad.
Yeah.
And you say comically bad because there's nothing those two guys can do except for laugh.
Yeah.
Because it was so egregious how many threes they have missed over the last two games. Think of that. 12 of 76.
And they're one and one. That's the thing. And the Timberwolves, they had nothing. And this is what's crazy. Also coming out of that press conference, you had Timberwolves coach Chris Finch, who is already going to the well for Rudy Gobert. Like, it's absolutely insane.
On defensive rebounding, they do a lot of fouling, holding, shoving, pushing, and tackling Rudy. That's clear. We've sent a bunch of those clips into the league. In fact, I'm not sure I know another player in the league with Rudy's pedigree that is allowed to be physically beaten on the way he is. And so, you know, we gotta address that one way or another.
Already.
That's a fine. And he knows it. But
already,
look, but watching that
the desperation
game, though,
is insane already.
I don't think that's desperation. I think it's there's a level of frustration that Chris Finch is having right now, because we talked about this before the game yesterday, in that what is the advantage that the Timberwolves have?
Size everywhere.
But what did they not even try to use?
Their size.
And I think the frustration is, yeah, Rudy was getting held, grabbed, pushed, pulled, whatever. But at the same time, they didn't even try. Like, it was, they were settling for what Golden State was willing to give them, which was threes.
Mm-hmm.
They were open threes. And they just weren't unable to hit him, where it's like, no, you need to start imposing your will. Mm-hmm. And Chris Finch is going, all right, well, this is going to be worth the fine, because if the grabbing, pushing, pulling relents a little bit, we're definitely going to go back to it in game two and try to rectify this. And hopefully, you mentioned Anthony Edwards looked like a zombie at some point. Finch knew he couldn't go at Ant Edwards twice in the same press conference, because this is what he also said about Ant.
Poor spacing, terrible rhythm, didn't make the next pass a lot of times. I absolutely saw that, you know, and can't have that. You know, it's it starts with Anthony. You know, he struggled early, and then you could just kind of see the light go out a little bit for a while. And then, you know, obviously we had to try to get him going in the second half. But, you know, I think, you know, it was one of those games where he kind of came out with a predetermined mindset of what he was trying to do, and just rather than just playing the game that was in front of him.
That's so. Exactly what we talked about mm-hmm. yesterday. Anthony Edwards, he can take over a game.
Mm-hmm.
But he can be a detriment to his team if he tries that and it's just not working.
Yeah.
And he won't pivot. He won't adjust. And that, to hear a head coach say he didn't have it early and then you saw the light go out, that is pretty damning for a head coach to say about his star player, the light went out.
That's what I'm talking about, though. With like, Finch is already deep in the post-game coach bag.
Yeah.
Complaining about non-calls, going to bat for his guy, calling another guy out. Like, that's one game. Mm-hmm. It's one game, and already he's like, no, but this is not good.
I'm picking up. I like Chris Finch.
Oh, no, I think he's a great coach.
He's not for everybody, and he wouldn't work anywhere.
No.
Like, he is. His personality,
he's
though,
a red ass.
He's got, but he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things that he says, like, he
There's
is like
pop
this
to him.
Laid back kind of personality about him. He does a little bit mm-hmm. of pop to him, but more personable mm-hmm. to the media.
Yeah.
He's grizzled, and mm-hmm. that doesn't work with everybody. And I'm not sure if it works with Anthony Edwards right now, because Anthony Edwards is a tricky one, to where if you have somebody that's too hard on him, he'll shut down and it won't go well.
Well, to that point, though, who is his college coach? He's only there for
Tom
a year.
Tom Crean.
You know who talks to Ant Edwards before every game?
Tom Crean. Yeah.
And Tom Crean is about as tough and rigid a coach as has ever existed.
Yeah.
So, and you know where I stand on the whole Ant thing in general. He's a tremendous talent, but there's a lot of immaturity in his game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the contrast. Donovan Mitchell has struggled from the three-point line in these two games for the Cavs, but what has he just done relentlessly?
Head down, get to rack.
Maturity.
Yeah.
Understanding, like, this ain't working, man. I got to get... He had 21 free throw attempts last night. He said, I ain't got it from there. My team needs me. I don't have DG. I don't have Mobley. I don't have DeAndre. I've got to leave every... Like, I don't know if you saw Donovan Mitchell in the last 2 minutes of the game. He had nothing left.
Well, did you see him after Halliburton hit the three?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the floor. Like, he was on the floor, and it wasn't like, oh, we just lost the game. It was like, that dude is dead.
He looked like Jimmy Butler in the bubble. Like, yeah. he left every last ounce of it. And Ant didn't do that.
Yeah.
And I don't say that to kill the kid. He's still incredibly young, and he's hyper-talented. He has the talent to be the face of the league. There's no doubting that. This is him getting his scars and figuring it out. Like, that's what this is. But when the coach is doing this stuff after one game, my eyebrows just go way up.
Yeah. And obviously, he also knew you work the refs a little bit, you get that fine. Mm-hmm. It's going to go in your favor because Steph Curry ain't playing.
Yeah.
Because that hamstring tweak
for
is
a week.
Not good.
Yeah, 36 years old with a hamstring tweak. Not great, Bob.
Yeah.
I
could dictate this series.
I was listening to Windhorse on the way in, and the tracking data. Steph Curry ran more in that game 7 against the Rockets than he's ever run in a game.
Oh, really?
And the next game out, he goes and pulls a hammy. So, old, most distance he's ever covered, next game, hammy.
Dang.
I mean.
Well, the Warriors win also puts an exclamation point. Tom Habistro, the road team now 6-0 since last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Started with the Warriors win over the Rockets, Indiana over Cleveland, New York over Boston, Denver over Oklahoma City, Indiana over Cleveland, Golden State again over Minnesota. Six straight wins by the road team. And for the first time ever, in the conference semifinals, the home team went 0-4.
All four road teams did it. And we wondered about that.
Horrific fashion, too.
Yes, across the board. You had a meltdown by OKC, meltdown by Boston, meltdown by Cleveland. Minnesota didn't show up.
Crazy. Crazy to
360
think about.
Win teams crapped the bed.
Basketball's different.
It's crazy, man. Round is just so much better.
How much of that is the lack of emphasis on the regular season for some of these veteran teams? Because, like, you're looking at some of these veteran teams are, it's like, we're going to go through it. It's okay. No big deal.
We saw
Golden State do it in the first round where they were just like, yeah, we're going to pull the ripcord with 6.5 to go. We're fine.
I think the Warriors are the asterisks here because the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. Like, that changed everything. If Jimmy's on that team to start this season, they probably win 56, 58 games.
Yep.
The only other team in here is Denver, and Denver went through such an S show that they fired their coach and their GM a week before the end of the season.
And I think Boston can be put in that, too, with the way that they just were nonchalant near the end of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and they just won a championship, and they're like, we've been here before. We know how to do it.
Haven't been tested.
Yeah. it's interesting to kind of see where we're at with
the
that.
The psychology of that is really interesting. If you talk to coaches around the league, they want to have some adversity going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't want to just coast. Like, yes, you want to be playing your best basketball and all that kind of stuff, but you want to kind of take one on the nose.
Yeah. Get punched.
That way you kind of know what that feeling is. And so that when it does happen in the playoffs, because it happens to everyone, you don't go fo. That just, yeah. In today's basketball, that's not a thing that happens. So it's interesting to see how that kind of all works itself out.
When you hear the next piece of audio, you will wonder, if he was Pinocchio, how big would his nose be? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, fun with audio time. This one comes to us from Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, former Ohio State, Florida.
I dare
Bowling Green, Utah
somebody
coach.
To listen to this and not roll their eyes, throw their head back, guffaw, or laugh.
Well, Ohio State is key here when keeping this in mind, because this was on the Triple Option podcast, and it's in regards to Sherrone Moore and the University of Michigan. Sherrone Moore suspended for 2 games, which are weeks 3 and 4. I love that. I mean, they just should have done what we all expect, because they've done this before. Remember, Harbaugh was suspended for 3 games for the cheeseburger recruiting violation. And they bumped it back, so it was 3 consecutive games, and they used 3 different head coaches to do it.
Yeah, cycle through.
Yeah, where they used Moore, they used their defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, and then they used Jay Harbaugh,
yeah.
And I think his dad may have been, I don't know. Because Jay was the special teams coordinator, and they had like co's,
yeah.
Right? But they're no strangers to this. I just think what they should have done is gone weeks 1 and weeks 3, because those are the 2 easy games. Mm-hmm. As it is right now, Sherrone Moore is going to be suspended for, I think, like a non-Power 5 team and then the Nebraska game mm-hmm. because they wanted Moore to be a coach for week two against Oklahoma because that's where he played.
Yeah.
So they want him to be able to coach in that game. So they didn't go the first 2 weeks. Week one is New Mexico. They just should have gone weeks one and three. Just said, we're doing this on purpose, mm-hmm. and you guys know. They didn't do that. But this is Urban Meyer talking about the suspension of Sharon Moore.
If you lie as a college football coach to the NCAA, in my personal opinion, you're finished. You're done. That's not making a text message. That's not, you know, going to lunch someone with you're not supposed to go to lunch with. That's not you send a letter when you're not supposed to. That, you know, all the frivolous division or level threes and all that nonsense. When they got you and they said, did you do this? And they refused to cooperate or they lie, in my very strong opinion, you're finished coaching in Division I college football or basketball, whatever sport. Guess what happens? The risk now is too high, and I don't think you ever see this kind of stuff again. I've said that before. Dez Bryant, why is Dez Bryant treated more harshly than coaches that maybe lie to the NCAA? I've asked that question many times. If this guy's not telling the truth, why is he coaching? He's done.
Yeah.
You're finished. I know this is going to – you're finished coaching if you lie to the NCAA.
I just imagine that when Urban Meyer is talking, he's lying. So has he ever talked to the NCAA?
I think what Urban did over his time was followed the Chris Carter rule. Another Ohio State guy. Always have a fall guy.
Yeah.
Always have a fall guy. Kind of – and so he may feel very strongly about that. But, okay, Urban, you're going to tell me that you've never lied to the NCAA?
You had a, you know, murder.
Well,
on your team.
Now, Urban will tell you, I didn't know anything. Mm. I didn't lie about that. I didn't know what was going on with those guys.
And Tim Tebow never got any impermissible benefits, nor Percy Harvin, nor any of the other dudes on that team that have... The
Pouncey Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that never happened.
No.
That never happened. He does make a good point, though, in the players getting treated unfairly as opposed to coaches. That has always been the biggest abuse of power the NCAA has had.
We know why. Because they could have influence and shape that in a way that nobody was ever going to go to bat for those guys or vouch for them because they were gone in a couple years, whereas opposed to coaches, who the institutions have millions of dollars invested in and have legal teams behind, they knew that if they did that, it would pull back the veneer of their BS. That's what it was.
But the stupidity of impermissible benefits as it pertains to student athletes was that they would just get banned and they would say, well, you're adults, as if an 18-year-old high school senior who has a grown adult coming to them with a bag of money that is going to change not only their lives, but the lives of their parents as well, are going to say anything else except for, okay. It was always the dumbest thing to me. Yeah. Now, if you wanted to go down the road of, you know, a suspension for those players that didn't last a year, but they had to give the money back, in that the amount of money that they were able to give back affected how long that they were suspended for, I think that would make a heck of a lot more sense, right? But they didn't. They just said, no, you're done. No more playing. Meanwhile, the coaches or the athletic departments that knew that Bagman existed back then,
mm-hmm.
they didn't, nothing about it. And willingly did nothing about it. Because this school never wanted to admit any of those things. And they said, well, that wasn't us. That was a rogue booster.
Yeah.
And they would say, not even a booster. That's a rogue fan mm-hmm. of the team. They're not associated with us at all. Because if you ever read like The Bagman by Stephen Godfrey, which I think is also a documentary that they made, you will know that there was a syndicate of people who part of the thing was they could never be considered a booster. They could never make donations to the school.
No direct ties.
Because at that point, they could connect you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at like they've had like photos of like some people with the athletic director and the head football coach at like events and things like that. It's like, oh, how do you get there?
I mean, like Shapiro at Miami.
Yep, Nevin Shapiro, who blew the whistle on Miami. And Miami's like, no, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
He's like, I have it. And they're like, no, that's not true. Nothing. And they did nothing about it.
I've got literal receipts.
Yeah, he's like, I got photos. No, not good enough. Can't do it. The hypocrisy of the NCAA is crazy. And so is Urban Meyer's hypocrisy, because the idea that he would not have, like, he would have been like, yeah, you got me. And it kind of leads people to believe that he ran a squeaky clean program.
Yeah, go get caught with another woman at a bar, dude.
Yeah. Well, that would be an even bigger issue. Is that, like, people would be like, dude, you treated your football program better than your family?
Yeah, like, what are you doing here?
But I guess we kind of already knew that because he had to sign a contract with his family, which he violated.
Yeah.
Because it was like, we're going to spend more time with the family. I'm going to be present and at home with you guys. Look, and his daughters are like, no, you weren't.
Look, he's a sociopath and a great coach.
A great coach.
Terrible human being.
Mm. Yeah.
Phenomenal coach.
Great coach.
We cannot take that away from him. He
one
literally made every program he went to a power.
Where
it was. Like, just absolutely insane. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't believe a word he's saying there. all right, coming up on our worst day on the web, I wanted to run this by Souk. There was an incident in Italy of which he just returned from. We need to check him.
Well, do they have suspects?
Well, I'm just saying, we need to check him for wounds. All because a absolutely god-awful, atrocious thing that you'd only see in Final Destination happen to somebody.
Oh, boy.
And, boy, we're going to get that next on worst day on the web. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Are you guys familiar with the Final Destination film franchise?
Yeah, my son is now intrigued by them, even though I have warned him, buddy, you don't even want to watch these commercials that are on every single commercial break of the NBA playoffs, mm-hmm. because it starts off innocent enough, mm-hmm. like, I just had a barbecue, yeah. everybody's having a good time, and then a glass breaks, and the shard, and then somebody trips, and he's just like... He starts watching. I'm like, "Do you don't look? Don't look." And then 10 seconds into the 30-second spot, he's covering his eyes.
And don't forget, our entire generation is just cannot drive behind logging trucks.
No. I didn't before because you always had that idea that this feels uncomfortable. Then you saw that movie and you were like,
never. Nope, never.
Never.
I tell you what, being a logging truck driver has got to be great because I bet you get all the space in the world.
You know what people do? Got a buddy who is a log truck driver, and he'll post his dash cams. What people do because they don't want to be behind them, mm-hmm. they just get around them and they cut them off.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so he posts videos all the time, and usually with hilarious captions to them.
Don't cut. Look, here's the second PSA of the day. If you are getting in front of a semi-truck driver, number one, take your time. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you do not see the silhouette of his face in your mirror, you are cutting him off.
Yeah.
You in your rearview mirror,
that's
you should
good,
be able to
that's
see
a
this.
Good PSA.
My uncle was a semi-truck driver, so yeah. I heard about this all the time.
Yeah. I always like the signs. If you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you.
And they ain't kidding.
Yeah.
And they'll win.
And that's how I always read that sign.
Oh, yeah. It's with the little...
You can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. They should put brother? At the bottom of it, because
yeah,
that'd
brother.
Be badass.
I like that.
Yeah.
Little handlebar mustache. I say all this because, number one, Final Destination, Bloodlines is, I believe it's in theaters now, or it comes out next week.
Yeah, no idea.
But I'll wait for that one on streaming. I won't go to the theater for that one.
No.
But I will watch it.
Just to watch people squirm in the theater.
I love those movies. Like that's I'm about that life. I can't do the cringe, but I can do the terrifying horror.
On the border? Is that probably the line for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is. Like,
yeah,
person who can't like who's the guy? She bangs.
William Hung.
William Hung can't do that. Mm. Can't. I'm crawling up the wall when that comes on. Like I have to mute it, cover my ears. La 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 la. I cannot do it. But somebody's head getting torn off by a giant log, I'm in.
Yeah, but I because the line is that, like, you're going, oh, no, you see it coming, you see it coming, you're like, dude, no!
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
Yep. But there's, like, a finality to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and then you're like, oh, damn. I say all of this to set this up. This is from Rome, Italy, where Suk just was. Mm. And it says it's an American tourist, so we need to check him for wounds. Have you been to the Colosseum?
Nope.
Jeff Rust, have you? Okay.
The Memorial Colosseum.
Yeah, no, this is the Colosseum.
The LA
in Rome.
Colosseum.
And it is gated and protected, and only certain groups can get in. Like they do a pretty good job. I wish they would open up a little bit more because it's so cool. But an American tourist, it says 47 years old, and I was like, isn't Suk 47?
I think he's 48, but
okay. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, is this... he attempted to climb over a fence.
Not doing that.
In the Piazza del Colosseo, which is the area around the Colosseum.
Where Mike lives.
Exactly. Presumably, they had a closer look at the historic Roman amphitheater. The man fell and was skewered by the bars. He began screaming and bleeding profusely until he became unconscious.
Yeah, I can see how that happened.
An ambulance rushed to the scene. It took around 20 minutes to detach and stabilize. So this guy was a human kebab for 20 plus minutes from the time the ambulance got there.
Oh my gosh. That's awful.
He is alive. He was taken to a local hospital in critical condition and underwent emergency surgeries and took 80 stitches to close the wound.
That actually is fewer than I thought. It was probably a small rod, but an effective one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful, man.
Horrendous.
Look, the fence is there for a reason. It looks has the dangerous pointies on the top of it because they don't want you climbing over it. Is that not enough?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to read the sign in Italian to be like, I don't think they want me in here.
Spikes mean no.
Mm-hmm.
Like in any language.
Yeah.
Road spikes, fence spikes.
Look, another PSA. This is safety.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, brought to you by OSHA.
Yeah. Barbed wire. It means somebody doesn't want you in there.
Barbed wire, don't like. Razor wire.
You do like?
Don't. No, I was saying I don't like.
Oh, you said barbed wire. You said barbed wire don't like, and then you were like razor wire.
No, razor wire terrifies me, man. Overseas, there were times sometimes like where fences we couldn't get through that we had to get into, and you had to throw stuff over. We have a material that we can throw over it that does a pretty good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't do it properly and got wrapped up in it and got just tore up.
Oh, that's
by
awful.
Razor wire. It was like something out of Final Destination. He ended up with something like 40, 50 cuts.
Oh, that's gnarly, dude.
I get wrapped around him and coiled him up and just, even with gear on, just shredded him up. And I'm like, even now, like I'm closing my fists because it's like that one, that was not
that's
good.
That's gross.
But yeah, don't try to jump over those things, man. Like,
okay, so you do something like that. How long are you out for? Just until you heal up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And like, it's ruining your vacation. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, no. Well.
Oh, you're talking about the razor wire?
Yeah.
He
obviously the spike. Oh, yeah. Like,
no, he was down for a couple weeks. Say 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like he had a lot. He had to get a lot of stitches.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, like.
Not going to make you clean the latrine, though, because you have open wounds.
Yeah,
there,
no,
you know?
No.
When you get out of all the hard work.
When he was healthy, he was, he got smoked.
What does that mean?
He got ran down hard.
Yeah, all
hard,
right.
Hard. Look, I am not immune to jumping stupid around a national monument. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the radio. I know I've told you before. I had me and a couple of buddies were thrown out of a country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we took a train, didn't realize guy was been drinking, and he disappeared for a minute. He's like, I'm going to go take a leak. He went on the corner and peed on a national monument, and the cops were right there. It was dark. Like, we weren't in the right frame of mind, but they beat that living hell out of him with nightclubs until we were able to, through some broken English, explain, like, no, like, we didn't mean to, like, sorry. But, yeah, they stamped his passport and threw his ass back on the train and kicked us out of the country.
Yeah, I bet that seems about right.
But no fences were hopped.
No fences were hopped. No, yeah. No spikies, so no. You guys were good there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't know how many people that happens to.
I mean, it's happened. I've been escorted out of a country twice.
Again, not sure how many people that happens to.
Okay. Well, you know, neither here nor there. We had a little bit of news yesterday about the Oregon Ducks missing out on the number one quarterback in the class, but their things are shifting to where they might end up with the top two recruits in the country.
Yikes.
Oh, that's a pretty decent switch. We'll get to that next year on Danny Dusty, 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we talked about the Oregon Ducks missing out on number one quarterback in the class, Jared Curtis, re-upping his commitment with the Georgia Bulldogs. However, it does appear that the Ducks could end up landing the number one and number two prospects overall in the class.
Yeah, it's going to be, we mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about Curtis, but Curtis is trying to sway Jackson Cantwell, who's down to Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, and I think somebody else is in there for him. Maybe it's Miami for his recruitment. But look, he is the number one recruit in the country. He has said in the past that his favorite coach that he has been recruited by so far is Dan Lanning because they're both from Missouri guys. He's a great guy, Missouri guy, like him. It's Oregon, Georgia, Miami, and Ohio State. But it's going to be real hard when you have a Georgia lean, the number one quarterback in the country, just committed there, and they're one of your finalists as well. And he's going, Curtis is going to Georgia this weekend, where Cantwell will be on his trip. And oh, by the way, they get the last impression before he commits next Monday. So it's all trending towards Cantwell going to Georgia. But Cantwell has also been a guy who's tweeted at the number two prospect in the country, who's also a left tackle, Emmanuel Iheanacho.
Iheanacho, yeah.
And he's from Maryland, and saying,
yeah, he's a big old boy.
He is 6'6", 345 pounds.
As a senior.
He's a junior.
I'm sorry, school. Going into his
He's a junior year. In high school, and he's 6'6", 345 pounds.
Jeez.
Steve Wolfong from On Three has predicted Iheanacho go to Oregon. Mm-hmm. He's predicted Oregon. In this one, Will Stein, Alik Terry, the offensive coordinator and O-line coach, visited him in Maryland, and things are trending in that direction. So, look, this is the thing with recruiting. I know that people always get all hot and bothered over recruiting rankings and all those sorts of things. Cantwell still in play, though I feel like it's kind of a long shot when you think of everything that's at play there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the number two prospect in the country, who's also a left tackle, that would be quite the boost for Oregon in their recruitment, in the recruiting class coming into this season.
Couple things here. One, Kirby Smart still got it.
Dude.
Still got it.
Unbelievable.
11-3 last year, and that's the down season.
Yeah.
Georgia's not going anywhere.
When your quarterback's arm falls off in the college football playoff.
Yeah, and then his brains were falling out before that, too. But he was good enough.
Yeah.
He was good enough, that's for sure. Look, Georgia's not going to – they're not going to run what they were 3-4 years ago, where they're 2-3 deep at some positions, where you literally had backups that were NFL-caliber players a year later. Like, it's kind of terrifying to think about. I don't think that's going to continue to happen for not just Georgia, but any team in the country. That's just – the proliferation of talent is – the diaspora, as it will, it is going everywhere now as the money is out there and guys are getting opportunities.
Recruiting's crazy, man.
It is. And look, there are, it feels like there are more upsets, quote unquote, in recruiting outside of the top 40, 50 players in the country. When you take a look at the ESPN 300 or the 500 or any of the bigger pools, you're seeing guys going to Tulane. You're seeing guys going to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. You're seeing guys going to smaller West Virginia and top level recruits, because they look around and it's not just the money. Like we always talk about, it's relationships. But the staggering majority of these guys are never, ever, ever going to play in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can get a couple $100,000 or $1 million,
you'll go get it.
To go play a sport and be a starter, man, it forces this stuff to kind of go out and around, and it's making so many programs adjust. And I think you're seeing Georgia finally, they're like a I don't want to say Titanic sank, but they're like one of the brand new cruise ships. They ain't steering that quick. It's a big machine. They got to kind of turn and orient.
Big turn.
You got to start it about 2 miles out of port so you can kind of angle it in there.
Yeah, but you know what is never going to change? Fans just overreacting to high school recruits and the way it goes. And that's...
And the number of 3-stars that end up being absolute dudes, because development rates are different.
Well, yes, and those guys are great to see. But the fans that overreact to recruiting, stars do matter, man.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the profiles of national champions, if you look at the profiles of draft picks.
Oh, and part two is going in depth with this stuff.
5- and 4-star recruits littered across the board, because there's fewer of them. Their hit rate is
significantly higher.
It matters, man. And then when it comes to depth on your roster, the most unfair era of college football is when Nick Saban had 5 stars as 3rd stringers across the board.
Yeah.
You know, and they were just hoarding all of them because they couldn't transfer anywhere. They couldn't get NIL anywhere else. And so it was, all right, we're going to go to the best coach and the best program at the time. You know, USC had that with Pete Carroll for a time. Miami had it. It has made the landscape a lot more palatable. Like Iheanacho, who is a top recruit in the country, Maryland is on his short list, mm-hmm. and 24/7 had a prediction that he would go to Maryland. Now that is cooling, and it seems like it's more Oregon or Penn State mm-hmm. with Maryland in there. It's still playing a factor, but you know what? If they're going to get their money together and they're going to say, we need one guy in this class that we're going to have as our big ticket item, it's going to be the guy who's from Maryland, and they're in play here. Like, that, I think, is good for the sport of college football.
I think it's tremendous.
And there's going to be more teams that have an opportunity to win a national title, because at the non-Power 5 schools, it will be those teams that are able to keep their guys around for 5 years. Now, the hardest part for them is that anytime there's a sign of a player who is good,
gonna pop,
the vultures are circling your program. And the tampering is ridiculous.
You got to keep your Ashton
Gentry's
around.
Nick Saban did it in back-to-back drafts. We didn't even talk about this. Nick Saban talked about a guy, yeah, we tried to get him out, you know, two times. And it's like, Nick, he never entered the portal.
Yeah. The first time was with Quinyon Mitchell, and then it was
back-to-back years.
It was a linebacker, was it?
Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but he's like, yeah, we tried to get him out of the portal. It's like, he was never in.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Which means you were talking to him or his people before he ever indicated, like, which is like talking about the things with Urban Meyer, things you're not allowed to do. And it's, yeah, it's like, that's where it's like, come on.
I've talked to friends of mine that are coaches at the FBS level, and they're like, you would be stunned at what it's like with your roster and how people are just coming in. And he goes,
it's brazen.
But what they always say is just like, it is what it is right now.
Yeah.
And either you are going to go and take the next step to keep your guys on roster, or you are going to say, all right, he's gone. Where are we going to find our next guy? Like, that's kind of the thing. I know coaches that spent literally Christmas trying to hold on to their players. Like, supposed to be like the one day you get with your family as coaches, but you're having these conversations being like, hey, we need you to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a trickle down effect, and it goes like all the way to like the D3 and NAIA levels, all the way up to the FBS, because if a Power 2 conference team goes and takes a kid from a non-Power 5 team, the non-Power 5 is going to the FCS. The FCS goes down to D2. D2 goes down to D3 mm-hmm. NAIA. Sometimes there are guys that the non-Power 5 schools are going to the D2 and D3 NAIA, and just like, that guy's a two-time All-American.
Mm-hmm.
We would like him. And they go and they try to pull that guy out, and it's like, holy crap. The trickle-down effect is it's hard
real.
For everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so until they get some guardrails up, the good coaches and the stable programs, they're saying, this is the nature of the business right now, and you either will adapt or you're going to die, because your roster is going to get pillaged and you're going to be left with nothing. But that's kind of the nature of the beast right now, and it's ugly. It is ugly. I do not, in any way, shape, or form, I would not want to be a Division I college football coach
dealing with all that
right now. No, the guys that are doing it and doing it at a high level, they are a special breed, man. They really are, because
that's why they stand out.
It takes a lot of work, mm-hmm. man. You're never off.
All right, coming up next, we have a trade in the NFL. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.